This is BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ. More than $316 million has been announced for highway construction projects for 2025-26 as part of government's multi-year provincial roads plan. Transportation Minister Fred Hutton says about $75 million is going towards West Coast projects.
And that includes about $14 million along the Trans-Canada Highway, sections of the Trans-Canada. We're going to be doing extensive paving work, including on Route 430, Route 450. The paving work on 450 is going to take place between Allens and Petrie Street in Curling. The other thing I think that's important to mention, something recently we're engaged in, is we had our officials in Deer Lake last week to talk about the replacement of that bridge.
Hutton says the bridge that's replacing the Deer Lake Tail Race Bridge will be higher to allow for rising water levels. He says deteriorating gabion baskets along the South Shore Highway will also be replaced.
I know that this has been expressed by the MHA, concerns about the road conditions in the areas there. One of the things as well that has to be done in Lark Harbor before, you know, we can do more paving is the water and sewer project. That will be done this year. That's under our Municipal Capital Works program, which is about almost $4 million. Little Port, that work is going to be done there this summer. With respect to the Southern Shore Highway there and the gabion baskets, we've got almost $500,000 earmarked for that project this year to repair those baskets, because obviously there are concerns with rocks coming out onto the road.
Hutton says with 9,700 lane kilometers of road and 1,300 bridges in this province, they need to work on areas that need it the most. Meanwhile, Bay of Islands MHA Eddie Joyce says funding for these projects is not being distributed equally around this province. Joyce says this is all fluff and the condition of roads in the region has been an issue for years now.
The smoke and mirrors, the Ballon Bridge and Route 440, this is 7 years that they announced that. The bridge and Route 450, Lewin Parkway, that has been open for 7 months. So this is the kind of things that they put in to try to fluff it up somehow. There are a lot of roads that need some repairs in the Bay of Islands. Absolutely. Has been nothing done in 4 years.
Joyce says the replacement of gabion baskets along the South Shore Highway was approved last year, but it was too late in the season to start it. That's a look at BFM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.